The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, listeners. So glad you can join us today on the Forever Young Radio Show. As we mentioned before we went to this break, we are going to be covering all aspects of brain health for all age groups. And we have a very special guest joining us today on the show. Who is it, Dr. Mark? Let our listeners know.
Yeah, well, Dr. Bill Sears. So I'm very excited to have him on the show. And wow, he's got quite the history in medicine, quite the history in writing books and lectures. And he's been advising busy parents how to raise healthier families for over 50 years. That's right, 50. He received his medical training at Harvard Medical School, Children's Hospital in Boston, as well as the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, the world's largest children's hospital, where he was the associate ward chief of the newborn intensive care unit before serving as the chief of pediatrics at Toronto Western Hospital, a teaching hospital at the University of Toronto. He also served as a professor of pediatrics at the University of Toronto, University of South Carolina, University of Southern California School of Medicine, and University of California, Irvine. He's the proud father of 8 children. He's coached Little League sports for 20 years. And together with his wife, Martha, who I've met, a very pleasant woman, has written more than 40 best-selling books and countless articles on nutrition, parenting, and healthy aging. He also is a consultant for magazines, TV, radio, and other media. And his AskDrSears.com website is one of the most popular health and parenting sites. Dr. Sears, wow, he's appeared on over 100 television programs, including 2020, Good Morning America, Oprah, Today, The View, and Dr. Phil. And he was featured on the cover of Time magazine in May 2012. He's noted for his science made simple and fun approach to family health. Wow, Dr. Sears, that is quite the bio, I must say.
Well, thank you, Mark. And what is so great is I have become sort of a self-taught naturopath over the years.
Right.
That's why I enjoy working with you.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's cool because you have all this traditional background in medicine, which is so, you know, helpful, obviously, being an expert in helping not just kids, but adults as well. And then over, you know, many decades, you've added in the integrative medicine with nutrition and holistic approaches. And so that's why, your website, AskDrSears.com, one of the reasons I think it's so popular, people get that sense they're getting the valid information from the conventional medicine. They're looking for natural, nutritional ways to prevent and treat illnesses, and so you offer it all, so that's great.
Exactly, and you know, people come to the doctor for pills. All right, doctor, what can I take? But that's not enough. Today's consumers are more health savvy, and they want not only, doctor, what can I take, but doctor, what can I do to make my own internal medicines? What can I do to help my health? And I think this is my passion, and I know it's your passion.
As I see with patients, when they list their health issues, what they want help with, it's very, very common, you know, help with memory, with focus, is one of the top things. And as you mentioned, you know, brain disease is the top medical illness in America. Tell us more about that.
Every year, doctors vote on what is the number one illness in America, and the heart always wins, or shall we say loses, except 2 years ago, for the first time in American history, the brain is now sicker than the heart. Brain illnesses have overcome heart illnesses as the number one ailment in America. The good news, we are living longer, our health span. The bad news is our brain span is getting shorter, and that means the number of years we are living with a good, clear mind and brain is getting shorter. And that's, Mark, what we want to stop. We want to stop this trend. And the good news is that brain illnesses, while they are the most common, they are the most preventable. And that's why we wrote the Healthy Brain book.
Yeah, and it's really exciting, Dr. Sears, because you really, again, took the time to ensure it could benefit all age groups. That is something that we're not really seeing. Generally, when we see a brain health book or a guide, it is breaking down what to do when you already have a situation.
A principle we talk a lot about in our book is the concept of preloading. Preloading. For example, I had a patient come in the other day. His wife engineered the office visit. I want you to talk to my husband about taking better care of himself. And I said, well, what's his specialty? What does he do for a living? He said, oh, he's an investment banker. I said, perfect. So he came in, let's call him Joe. And I said, Joe, I hear you're an investment banker. Great. You have an IRA. Oh, of course I do. Now, do you have an IRAH? And he looked at me, what's that? An IRA for your health. Do you have an IRAB, an IRAB, a investment recovery account for your brain? Have you invested in your brain health? And he looks at me, oh my gosh, I never thought about that. And he got it. In other words, we want to invest now so we have brain health later on. And I was playing golf with my co-author, Vince Fortinet, an expert in brain health at USC, professor of neuropsychiatry. And I said, Vince, when does Alzheimer's begin? And he said, Alzheimer's begins in adolescence. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So why we want to get these young people who feel they're invincible at this age, we want to start preloading them with all the tools at an early age so they cannot lose their mind at an older age.
Well, the Healthy Brain book, you cover so many different brain conditions, if you will, which, you know, is the computer that drives our body. You've got anxiety, depression, ADHD, preventing and reversing dementia, and Alzheimer's. Now, when you address the commonalities that's behind, the root causes behind these conditions, nutritional status, environmental toxins, inflammation, how you're handling stress, sleep, what nutrients you're supplementing, exercise, you essentially can help all these conditions. And of course, you do give specific things for each condition as well. Is that the main reason why you wanted to incorporate everything into the one book?
Yes, because the brain is connected to every other organ. The brain is like a symphony orchestra. It's got hundreds of players in it, neurohormones, but you are the conductor. And we wanted to teach parents and teach everyone how to take care of their brain. And one of the ways we did it is we realized that, say, a person who is struggling with depression and anxiety, they're more prone to what we call reader fatigue or mental fatigue. They don't want to read a book that's depressing. They don't want to read a book that's hard to follow. So the first thing we did, we wanted to have a smile on every page. We wanted the reader, if you laugh or cry or smile, you will learn. We call it that makes sense approach. The brain loves logic. So we open with, all right, reader, you are a fathead. Ooh, what does that mean? The brain is mostly fat. Oh, okay, so I'm a fathead. And they smile. And they say, well, so what? Well, what is it about fat that makes it so prone to decay or the brain to disease? Well, you ever had a piece of fresh fish and you left it out by mistake overnight and you smell it in the morning? It stinks or turns rancid. The medical term is it oxidizes. If we are a fathead, and our fathead oxidizes, we need to eat more antioxidants. Oh, that makes sense. I can put that together. I can do that. So that is, in a nutshell, how we've done each page of our book to guide the reader into, oh, I need that. I want that. I can do that. I like that.
Makes sense. Makes sense to me. And, you know, we naturopathic medical doctors like to, in a way, make our own medicines or get our body to make our own medicines. Talk about that more, because, again, a lot of people are in this kind of this pill environment, this pill society. Pop a pill, get a quick boost, benefit, and then it wears off, pop it again. So tell us about making our own medicines.
Yes, I'm glad you asked that, Mark, because that really is the top teaching. We have what we call the Dr. Sears Wellness Institute, where we certified health coaches, and the top teaching in our institute is how to teach your body to make its own internal medicines. So I want to take our listeners deep inside their body and where you have the greatest pharmacy ever made. You have a built-in pharmacy in your body. Now think about it for a minute. If you were to make your own medicines, if you were to have an internal pharmacy and you wanted the medicines to get into your bloodstream the quickest, where would you put it? You'd put it in the lining of your blood vessels, called the endothelium. I like to call it the silver lining. So So if you can picture the lining of your blood vessels have trillions of microscopic medicine bottles. Actually, they look like little squirt bottles. And in those bottles, they've identified over 23 medicines now, and there'll be more, medicines that lower the highs, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, high blood sugar, medicines that raise the lows, antidepressants, medicines that mellow your moods, the anti-anxieties, medicines that heal your hurts, anti-inflammatories, medicines that keep your blood from clotting, anticoagulants, all the antis. But the good news is the medicines you make are safer and better than the medicines you take because they're custom-made just for you. They come out at the right time, at the right dose. And so make your own medicines is pretty much the theme of our book, How to Make Your Own Internal Medicines, especially your brain medicines.
AskDrSears.com. We're going to share that when we come back. Stick around with us. We'll be right back.
How do you know what diet, supplements, or even medications are right for you? With so many health issues happening within our society, things can often get confusing, leaving us in a place of feeling unsure on what direction to take when it comes to our health. Each week, America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and his special guests will provide you with the proper knowledge so you can get the answers to the common health questions that have become puzzling and have held you back from achieving optimal health. America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, has a true passion for combining the best of conventional and natural medicine to achieve optimized health and wellness for his patients and listeners. Dr. Mark Stangler has been in private practice for over 20 years, and thousands of patients have been helped by his commitment to providing excellence in natural health care. To learn more, please visit americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, we are sharing with you a very special treat today. We have Dr. Sears on the program talking about his newest book coming out, The Healthy Brain Book, all of the things that is covered within that book, and additionally, sharing it with all age groups and putting a smile on your face on each and every page. You can learn more at AskDrSears.com, and we will share more throughout the program. I'll tell you, Dr. Sears and Dr. Stangler, I'm having a lot of fun today. This is probably the funnest brain hell show that I've ever done in the last two decades. So let's continue on and help our listeners.
That's our motto, Kelly. When you smile, you will learn. And actually, there's a brain term for that. It's called emotional arousals. And that means if it's pleasing to the eye, I call I feel good, E-Y-E, I feel good. And that's why what you read, how the page is set up, the illustrations, if the eye likes it, the brain likes it, and the brain is more likely to remember it.
Well, this is definitely a book I'm going to have in the waiting room of my clinic. I have so many patients from, like you said, the kids to the adults, concerned with memory problems, mood problems, focus problems, and then the fact that it's positive in that we're not just telling them how common the problem is and what are the mechanisms why they have the problem, but The solutions, that's the key. You read a lot of conventional literature, and they talk about how common dementia is, and Alzheimer's, and ADHD, and then little in terms of positive ways to approach these conditions, and that's what your book does.
The positive approach, you mentioned the magic word, Dr. Mark, is that, especially in our section on stress, thinking positive, I call it the grateful brain, and it's interesting. Let's say if you and I would go into our friendly neighborhood neurologist and get our brains wired, and we sit there with our brains wired, and there's a picture of the inside of our brain. And when we think happy thoughts, I mean, no matter how life sucks, and it does sometimes, we all have something to be grateful for. And when we think, oh, I am happy for my wife, I love my children, I love my job, I feel good. Thinking like that, the happy center of your brain actually lights up. So you can light up your brain. You can change how your brain lights up and how your brain works by changing your thoughts. And that's been the whole new field of neurobiology that I call it think, change your brain. The old term was cognitive behavioral therapy. I prefer think, change your brain. I say that all the time in my office. Hey, Joe, you can think, change your brain by thinking positive.
Yeah, the power of positivity and also who we surround ourselves with, surrounding ourselves with people who are positive. And again, we can't always pick our family, so that can often be a challenge. But I think in your healthy brain plan, you mentioned 5 steps, and those 5 steps were practical, very easy things that people can apply. Please go through those for our listeners, Dr. Sears.
Yes, so the 5 are eat smart, move smart, think smart, sleep smart, and serve smart. For eat smart, we have a list of the smartest foods you can eat. And actually, the smartest food you can eat, the number one food for the brain, is a fillet of wild Pacific salmon. And we actually have a whole page where we go to, there are 11 nutrients that are in a piece of salmon, wild salmon, and the top nutrients that are in the brain, and it's a perfect match. So we go through how to eat smart. Move smart. The more you move, see, the brain is like the greatest garden ever grown. And what do you need to grow a garden? You need to fertilize it. You need to feed it. When we move, when we run, when we walk, when we dance, any movement increases blood flow to the brain. And when you increase blood flow to the brain, you grow your brain garden. I'm fertilizing my brain garden. I said that the other day to some guys I was walking real fast with. I said, oh, it feels so good to be fertilizing my brain garden. What is going on here, Bill? And then thirdly, think smart. As we mentioned, you can think, change your brain. You can change the sad center to the happy center. You can grow the happy center and shrink your sad center by positive thought. Positivity promotes longevity. Negativity promotes sickness and illness. So that's what we want. Think, change your brain. Sleep smart. Ah. And then finally, serve smart. That's interesting. One of the top ways when they studied Alzheimer's, the number one way to prevent Alzheimer's is by having a project as you get older and serving and volunteering. The helper's high, I call it. You feel good by doing good. And so that, in a nutshell, we have a big illustration there. It shows you hold the 5 keys to your brain health in the palm of your hand.
Well, that's great. And those are all things people can proactively do. So the nice thing is people have more control than they know in terms of all these, you know, brain conditions. And that's very important. I don't want to digress, but as you know, Dr. Bill, you know, this coronavirus, COVID-19, it seems like the steps you just talked about would provide tremendous benefit for the immune system and what's going on right now.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Mark, because absolutely. It's almost, I could take our book and put a different, say, how to strengthen your immune system, how to make your immune system work better. Mm-hmm. And because it's like the second brain. The gut is called the second brain, and that's where your immune system lives. So what's good for the head brain is good for the gut brain. And it's almost like the head brain, and it does. It communicates with the gut brain. Every second of we live, it just communicates. The head brain says, hey, gut brain, how are things going? And it sends biochemical text messages down through the middle of the body called the vagus nerve, the superhighway. And the head brain says, hey, gut, how are you doing down there? Oh, head brain, I'm doing fine, but don't stress me out down here. Because when you're stressed up there, I'm queasy down here. So one of the best things we can do to prevent the spread of this coronavirus and to keep from getting infected and sick from it is by not stressing out. Keep the immune system happy.
Right, and that's so important because it's like people are, especially in my neck of the woods here, you have everybody stressing out, and they're thinking we're running out of everything. They're going to every store. They're not being as kind to other humans as they generally are. And I hope that'll change. I hope as these protocols are put into place and people can, again, take your advice of thinking positive, getting a plan in place, and feeling resolve within that.
Sure. And what we teach our parents, I have a little little he called Dr. Bill sermon. But I said, all right, we have a lot going on right now with the COVID-19 scare. I said, this is an opportunity to turn a problem into an opportunity for future growth. So you sit down with your family, and you remember, kids are going to pick up your stress. So you say, all right, we can handle this. Americans are strong. We can handle this. And my feeling is, by how you handle this, down the road, 6 months down the road, we're going to look back and say, okay, I want to be a stronger family because of what we learned and what we did. So you sit down with your family and say, all right, here are the ways that we can better our immune system. We're going to eat really good foods. We're going to, even though we stay home, we're going to have family exercises. We're going to laugh. We're going to have fun. This is the way you strengthen your immune system. And I paint little pictures for myself. Now, in your body, your immune system is like a big army. And those armies are called NK cells, natural killer cells. And they got a helmet on them. And they look like little Pac-Men. And they travel all over your body to eat up the germs. And they're looking for that coronavirus, and they'll latch onto it, and they'll eat it up. The better you feed those NK cells, it's like an army inside, kids, the better you equip your army with good foods and good thoughts, and you believe they will work for you, the better they will. So these are ways that parents can sit down and tell kids, we're going to help you have a stronger army inside, so we're not going to get sick.
What a nice way of explaining it, because I have many young nieces and nephews, and they all are taking it very differently. My little one, Addison, who lives in Virginia, she's 5. They haven't had a lot of incidents there, but are taking precautions. Yesterday, she was doing art and baking and all kinds of stuff all day. So I think her parents have it dialed in on how to manage the stress factor and have that open line of communication. But we have to run out to a break. Before we do, I just want to encourage and let all of our listeners know that the Healthy Brain Book is available on Amazon. You can go and check it out there. Or to learn more about Dr. Sears and the wonderful information that we're covering, you can visit his website, which is www.askdrsears.com. Again, that's askdrsears.com. But we'll be right back after this break with one more very special segment with our very special guest today. So make sure you stick around. Welcome back, listeners. So glad you can join us today. We are so grateful that each and every week you find our program and know that the information that we're sharing, you can apply within your own life to make some very positive, impactful differences within your family and yourself. Our very special guest today, Dr. Sears, is joining us. We've been covering the wonderful editions of his brand new The Healthy Brain Book, which will be out next week, but you can pre-order it right now at Amazon, so make sure you can go and check that out. Dr. Stangler, wonderful information we're getting today from Dr. Sears.
Oh, I mean, yeah, this book, I have a preview copy of it. This thing is loaded with information, and the good thing about it is people in the general public will have no problem reading it, following it, but this is a book you could give to a doctor, and he's going to learn a lot of new information. It reminds me of like Chapter 3 here, about the connection between the gut and the brain, which Dr. Sears mentioned. Bill, would you mind talking a bit more about the gut-brain connection? Because being in this field, I know in the last 10 years or so, the amount of scientific information showing the connection that if your gut health is not in order, you're going to have brain inflammation, cognitive problems, focus problems. And so it's just a critical aspect of optimizing the brain.
Oh, yes, Mark. In fact, we have a cute little book. You can get it also at Amazon called Dr. Pooh, P-O-O. and basically, this is the connection. It's a funny book to read for the kids teaching about the gut. But see, the head brain and the gut brain are connected. That's why the gut brain is scientifically called the second brain. It really is. And in the lining of your gut, called the microbiome. You have trillions of, I call them tiny pharmacists. So picture you have trillions of little pharmacists down there, bacteria, microbiome, and they're making medicines for you. It's interesting that most of the happy hormones, like serotonin, that keep our head brain happy, are made in the gut brain.
Mm-hmm.
So the better we treat our gut by how we feed it, for example, the better we feed our gut brain, the happier our head brain. You're feeding your microbiome. And so I think of a little pharmacy inside, and that's one of the, imagine yourself going into a top doctor on neurology, and you have a brain problem. And the doctor says, well, Dr. Mark, tell me about your gut. Well, doctor, I came in for my brain. Well, let's start in the gut, because it's interesting, many brain problems start in the gut. So fix your gut, fix your brain is one of the mottos of our book.
And if you could, I know we just touched on briefly, a lot of the listeners, of course, have family members or they themselves are concerned about Alzheimer's. And, you know, what I've learned over the last really 10, 15 years looking at the research, people are very surprised as to how proactive one can be in greatly reducing their risk of Alzheimer's disease through these nutritional approaches that you talk about. I know you have a lot of information in your book on that. Could you give us maybe some of the gold nuggets from that?
Yes. In fact, our co-author Vince Fortinus is a expert in Alzheimer's at USC here in Los Angeles. And see, the bad news is Alzheimer's is now the number one most dreaded illness in America. Fear of losing our mind. The good news is it is the most preventable illness. I'm going to go out on the limb and say Alzheimer's disease is the most preventable illness. Now, first of all, number one, start early. Number two, very simple, two magic words, avoid spikes. I talk in my office, I give all the families, I call it Dr. Bill's rule of twos. Eat twice as often. Eat half as much, chew twice as long. See, we are a nation of gorgers, and spikes bother the brain. That's a simple thing to do. Movement. Move more, sit less. I have a big sign in my office, move more, sit less. And that's interesting. They've taken people who with pre-Alzheimer's and found that those who move more have better blood flow to their brain and less brain shrinkage. See, Alzheimer's is a disease in which your brain shrinks, to make it simple. And your brain builds up what I call sticky stuff. It's amyloid and tau and all that. When you move more and sit less, when you eat smart foods, when you think happy thoughts, you grow more brain tissue, you make more blood flow to your brain. And another cause of Alzheimer's is called, another term for it, vascular dementia or hypoperfusion. This is just a neurospeak for you don't get enough blood flow to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And Brain Health 101, the better your blood flow, the better your brain. And what betters your blood flow? Movement. You know, as Dr. Mom said, my favorite neurologist, Dr. Mom, our mothers, go outside and play. The healing effect
of right.
Nature. Go outside and play. Movement in nature is even twice as good for the brain.
Right. And just all the creativity. I remember going out, playing with the neighborhood kids. You better be home by dark type of thing. I really love that you're recommending that. But one of the things that was near and dear to my heart that I saw, I loved your chapter on sleep smart. Explain what you mean by during sleep we detox, because I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Yes. Thanks, Kelly, because once I start understanding this, as I'm going into, here's my recipe, my personal peace recipe for good sleep. I put the favorite pictures of our lives in the wall before my bedroom. So as I'm walking into our bedroom, I look at the highlights of my life, and it says, feels good. And then dim lights. Oh, you dim it quick. do not use your computer or cell phone or any artificial lights an hour before bedtime. Dim it quickly. And see, during sleep, when you go into sleep, picture what's happened. As you go into sleep, two things happen. Number one, you go to sleep with a problem, you wake up with a solution. We writers know that. I just can't get it together on a writer's block. I wake up with a solution because during the night, it's like all these confusing files are stored in the proper file cabinet. Our file cabinets of our brain start storing what is to be stored and chucking out what we don't want to store. But the big thing about the brain is it's the biggest detox center while we sleep. So picture your brain. I'm going to go inside the brain for a minute. Picture your brain. When you sleep, the rivers in your brain called the lymphatic system, like little rivers that go all over your brain, they actually widen, like a highway widening during rush hour traffic. And second, what happens is all the toxins that build up during the day, even tau and the amyloid, the sticky stuff you get from Alzheimer's, they're dumped into these rivers. And they go into the lymphatic system, and they go out. See, so during the brain, during sleep, I'm going into detox. And that's why when you wake up, you can tell how well you sleep. If you wake up feeling good, you know you have slept well. So sleep is that's why we have a whole chapter on sleep. It's so healthy for the brain.
And I think many, many people just aren't getting enough sleep or being well rested. So thank you for sharing those tips of the wonderful pictures and the dimming of the lights and staying away from the cell phones and the computers. Again, we just want to encourage our listeners to really embrace and check this book out, The Healthy Brain Book. It is available at Amazon. We will put a copy of the book with a link on our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. But just for yourself, go and help yourself and get additional information by visiting AskDrSears.com. I'll tell you, I spent a lot of time on that website yesterday, and I could understand, Dr. Sears, why it's one of the number one source for parents and children. Thank you so much for taking the time, you and your family, to put together that wonderful resource for people to be able to learn more about what they can do with their health.
Thank you, and I wish you all good brain health.
Thank you so much. We'll catch you soon. Listeners, that does it for our show today. Again, if you get lost along the way, feel free to always visit our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can share past episodes with your friends and family or read some really good articles that we have on there. Hope you have a happy and healthy week, and we will catch you next time.